And we are underway on a Saturday. It is Tech Talk. Steve Thompson along with Doug Swinhart. And Doug, always good to visit with you. We wish you were at the fair, but we certainly understand you couldn't make it out this year. But we want to talk computers, hardware, software, etc. And people can reach us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Once again, if you're having a problem with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text the program today. Doug, hopefully all is well in your world.
Yeah, sure is a warm one today, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. There is a breeze, not a cloud in the sky, and huge crowds here at the State Fair. And by the way, one of the things we've talked about a great deal as of late, and I think it's super important to bring this up right at the beginning of the show again, and that is Pervazer, P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R. We always get a ton of texts about it and a ton of questions, but if you're running Windows, this program is a must, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, absolutely. Second to none, keeping your Windows nice and clean and running nice the way it should. Takes care of temp files, organizes your files on the hard drive, cleans out areas that no other program I've ever found will actually go in and even touch it. And it does it just flawless. Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Pervazer. That's a winner program. Every Windows user should absolutely have it and have it set up to run, depending on their need, as often as they want. They can do that in an automated fashion as well. Pervazer.com. It's a winner.
What do you recommend, even for a new Windows machine right out of the box?
Oh, absolutely. Might as well get it started right away. It just doesn't make sense not to. It's kind of like CCleaner was, except it's CCleaner on steroids. I mean, this thing is just wonderful.
And, Doug, one of the other things, is it necessary to run a program like that on a Mac, for instance, or is there another program that may do the same thing on a Mac?
Yeah, there's several, and I kind of like a program called Onyx, O-N-Y-X, just kind of like the like what you would get in a ring or a piece of jewelry, and that is also public domain, but you could donate a little money to them. That is another wonderful program for the Mac. Just wonderful. Macs and Linux machines aren't as susceptible to creating junk and leaving temp files as a Windows environment, but they do somewhat. But that particular program gives you a ton of control over the Mac, and I'm sure that they've actually got it set up as well for the new processor. So, yeah, it's a great program, Onyx, O-N-Y-X, and just go to Google and type in Onyx for the Mac, and it'll pop right up for you.
Tech Talk from the fair today, first Saturday of the fair. Doug Swinhart joining us. And by the way, the number is 651-461-9226. That is our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. And if you text, that'll get us get you right out here to the fair. If you call, still a good way to go. You'll visit with Jonathan Lowe in the studios downtown, and then he will get you on the air. Once again, Jonathan Lowe in the studios in downtown Minneapolis, and Josh Wheeler joining us out here at the fair today. And let's go to the text line and get into it. Doug, texter talked about a massive data breach of Social Security numbers this week. And the question is, what do you do about something like that?
Well, nothing we can do. We're just the little cogs in the great big wheel. I have not heard about that, but as first chance I get, I'm going to run a little search and see what I can find. I can tell you that the Medicare part and all of those are changing, and they are requiring anybody logging in to update their login and use .gov, Medicare.gov or SS.gov for all Social Security and Medicare, or MeID.me. So they're taking a little bit more progressive stance on security. I think that might have something to do with it, but, you know, these large breaches, Steve, you know, I don't want people to think that, you know, some 15, 14-year-old kid, while he's waiting for his mom to do dinner, can sit down and hack into the FBI or Social Security or something. It's just not doable. These big breaches like this, I can almost guarantee somebody had to be on the inside to open the door or to be the actual break-in. It's not that simple. It just really is not that easy to do. And I know these people in security, they're very dedicated. Very dedicated. I knew the people at Target, and they're just not going to allow it. I mean, and Target thing, they were only actually vulnerable for 11 seconds. And look at the drama that created. And they didn't get any data. But the end result is I truly believe that somebody somewhere has to do something on the inside to allow it.
You know, and Doug, there are a number of stories that came out on Friday about it, but here's the summary. Massive data breach by a company named National Public Data could have made billions of personal financial records vulnerable. Many Americans are wondering if they've been personally affected and what to do. And ultimately, it is a company, National Public Data, and they weren't minding the candy store, so to speak, and now there's a lot of data out there. But this is something you and I have talked about over and over and over again, and that is about Social Security number and other personal information. It's floating around out there, and chances are this stuff will be accessed at some point. I mean, it's just the way of the world, and the question is, how do you protect yourself from that? And I will go back to one thing. It's one thing to have your Social Security number floating out there, but you can go to the credit bureaus and freeze or lock your credit reports. You can spend money to pay organizations to monitor your credit and monitoring what's floating around out there in your name and with your Social Security. It stinks that we have to spend money to do it, but that is the world we live in.
Oh, it really is. And be aware that if all they got was Social Security numbers, they might not have gotten any names. They might not have been lined up with addresses. And I think that people are real aware of doing business online. I've yet to ever have anybody ask me for my Social Security number when I was going to purchase something. Now, the Social Security office, that's a little bit different. If they were able to get your Social Security number and your login credentials, that would be dangerous.
It doesn't sound like it. It was an organization, once again, called National Public Data, and they do background checks and that sort of thing. So they weren't able to access, and we want to make that crystal clear, they weren't able to access the government servers with your Social Security information, et cetera. That was not the case, but it was an outside agency that stores that information. And so there's a lot to be learned about what was actually accessed. But it's still concerning, and it's one of those that there are steps you can take to protect that information. And one of the things you can do to make sure people aren't opening new credit in your name is to monitor those credit reports regularly.
Oh, no question. But as far as actually protecting our data at some place that has our data that we didn't even know about, it's literally impossible.
Right.
And that's why I think that some of the laws actually need to be changed. This, when you sign up for something, well, here's what we do with your private data, us and our partners. I would like it instituted to where they got to give the list of partners. So you don't really know. Bad enough we've got about 20 seconds to say yes or no or it's gone. But, you know, then you start reading through them and you see this kind of thing. You go, that's not fair. It's not right.
Yeah, it is a new world, that is for sure. But be aware of it. And once again, what the thing I do is have a freeze on all those credit reports from the big three, and then when I need to open new credit or someone needs to access my credit and I authorize it, I can do a quick unfreeze over a short time frame and then freeze it back up and then monitor that. And I pay one of those agencies to monitor that for me and keep me up to date on what's going on in my name and with my information in the financial world. All right, let's go to a caller on our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Yvette from Burnsville, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I get, when I boot up my Windows 10 PC, and I don't get this all the time, I get this error that says Adobe Creative Cloud is needed to resolve this problem. However, it's missing or damaged. Please download a new copy, and it gives you this address. And then the choices are repair or quit. But when I click on repair, it doesn't, it looks like it worked, but then, you know, a few startups later, I get the same error.
Adobe's having some issues, and I'm aware of this. Now, you must have signed up and actually opened up an account with them. And if you did that, I would be looking at your computer, but I would also recommend that you download and run ADW Cleaner from Malwarebytes. And just go to Google and type in ADW Cleaner, no spaces, space, plus Major Geeks if you want to download it from there. That's probably the quickest. And just save it someplace and do not restart your computer after you download it. Click on it, run it. I think they might just find some malware involved in this. Now, it's minor malware, and it may be directing you to someplace other than that. I'm surprised that it hasn't asked you for money. So Adobe is having some issues, though, so you might want to check out some alternatives. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's a great call. Thanks so much. By the way, Doug will be back in a moment. He's here for the entire hour. We call it Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. Speaking of sports, Twins and Cardinals later. Our coverage begins at 5:30 with the lineup card. First pitch at 6:10 tonight. Twins and Redbirds from Target Field. Should be a great night for a ball game here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is Tech Talk. We are at the fair. Doug Swinhart joining us, and you can reach the program on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Big thanks to Josh Wheeler. He's been out here all day. He got here before the gates open to get on the fairgrounds with Denny Long. And I'll be here through 5:30 today. Of course, Jonathan Lowe in our studios downtown. And, of course, we have the Twins and Cardinals coming up on the radio. Game two of that three-game set at Target Field. Twins getting a long homestand started, and they're hanging in there. How are things in this division? Cleveland leading Kansas City by one. The Twins in third, two games back. It is going to be a fun finish to the season. All right, let's get back to Tech Talk with Doug. And, Doug, here's a good one. We haven't talked about this in a while. Once upon a time, this was one of the biggies when it came to virus protection. Kaspersky. What's happened to Kaspersky? Should you use it? Is it still available?
Well, you know, once word got out that that it was, you know, a block and a half away from the Kremlin headquarters in Russia, things kind of changed for them. And there was some rumors that they had actually been responsible for some of the malware that our government officials were using it, because the government was actually using Kaspersky for a while, or at least parts of it. And so, yeah, it just 180 degrees. It just took a tremendous drop in subscribers and users, and I don't think it's quick to come back. I think they've seen their days, at least in the U.S. They're still quite strong in the rest of the world, but not so much anymore in the U.S.
And, you know, Doug, that there are so many good programs out there that you've recommended over the years. Now, if you get a new Windows machine, It's probably got Windows Defender built in. I know Kaspersky has never been high on your list anyway, but when it comes to virus protection, malware protection, what do you recommend at the moment?
Oh, I'd always recommend Malwarebytes, and Bitdefender is doing a great job. They've actually got a free program. You want to make sure everybody stays clean, and their purchase, the programs you can purchase from them are exceptional. Enod32, always got to bring them in. They are a little bit more expensive, but they do a great job. They got a great product line. There are products that I would say, if you can stay someplace where at least the support is verbal in the U.S., that's huge, because some of these things could just really tear up your machine. You got to remember that an antivirus or an anti-malware software, that really goes to the core of our systems. And you really got to be able to trust these people because, well, if they ever get hacked, oh, boy, a lot of people are going to be in trouble if that happens. And so far, we've been very fortunate that way with our antivirus and our malware protection. But antivirus especially, it's reactive. They can't really build anything. Of course, they're trying to now with artificial intelligence. They can't really program something to anticipate what's going to come out tomorrow. But with AI, they've made some great strides into things that are checking, well, that looks a little bit strange, and they'll put a stop to that process until it checks it out somewhere. So I think things are going to get real interesting with AI being built in to antivirus. It's going to be really, really interesting to watch how AI will improve for the consumers, I believe.
Tech Talk here on CCO on a Saturday. Once again, Doug joining us here on the program, and we're on the air till 4 o'clock. Following the news and weather at 4, Steve Carney will take us outdoors. We'll have a DNR guest join us live at the fair and talk wildfires and wildfire prevention here in the state of Minnesota. Doug, from our text line, I got a MacBook I bought in 2010, so 14 years, good run. My Safari browser is no longer applicable. What kind of new browser should I get, and where do I get it? I would assume there's got to be a browser that could work with that old MacBook.
Yeah, if you can get Firefox, you might be able to get it going with the Mac OS, but that machine, you really need to consider upgrading that to Linux. You put Linux on that computer, it's going to run like a brand new one, and it is sweet to look at. Your browser companies, when we go and we go to download a browser, it checks to see if your operating system is secure and up to date.
Yep.
And I think what this individual's been dealing with is they can't even download Brave, can't download this. And you might be able to get Firefox, possibly get Brave, possibly some newer browser like Thorium or something like that. But why take the chance? If that's a good machine, I'd say pull a drive out of that, put a solid-state drive in, and learn how to install Linux Mint. You will never look back. It's wonderful. That'd be my advice for that machine. Those are great little machines, by the way.
Well, and Doug, it comes up all the time, whether it's a Windows machine or an older Mac. There's no reason to put these things out to pasture and recycle those things. If they are still in good shape and in running order, a solid-state drive, as you talked about, and then considering an upgraded operating system. Once again, back up your data, two copies, ideally three, before you start fooling around with this sort of stuff. But that machine could run for years with a solid-state drive and a new operating system.
Oh, absolutely. And while you're in there, you might as well max out the memory, too. That RAM is probably dirt cheap today on Amazon or eBay or Micro Center. Get that baby going. You'll be glad you did. These used Macs, 2009, 2010, 11, 12, all the way up to like 14, they are highly sought after. People know what kind of equipment they are. Some of the techniques that were used in manufacturing these are still being used in laptops and portables today. It was truly, truly a game changer for the entire world when it comes to portables. I really like this era of Mac. Really do.
Yeah, you have very good equipment, and you don't need to get rid of even a Windows machine that is a little old and maybe you can't upgrade the Windows operating system. There are great options. By the way, if you want to reach Doug and you want to get his thoughts on something, we'll have his phone number and email at the end of the program. We'll have a quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. It is going to be hot tomorrow. As a matter of fact, the Weather Service has issued an advisory about the heat tomorrow. We'll have that for you in a moment, and then more tech talk. And you can reach us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug Swindehart, and we are coming to you from the Fair WCCO radio booth. You can refill your water bottle here. That's always a cool feature of our State Fair booth. We're right down the hill from the old mill on Carnes next to Sweet Martha's, right across the street, French Meadow. Mancini's is nearby, a great spot here in the fairgrounds. We can see the giant slide. That's been a busy spot today as well here at the fair. I haven't been on the giant slide in a number of years, but I'm thinking maybe before the show next Saturday I'll take a ride on the giant slide. We'll see about that. Doug Swindehart joining us, and it is Tech Talk. If you want to visit with Doug, you can join us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. And from our text line, Doug, I think this is really a good one, and you've talked about VPNs a lot lately. Would you put a VPN, and would you install it on a router?
Oh, absolutely. That's really the answer. In fact, there are so many routers that are actually advertising server client VPN services built in, and people, I think, automatically think that they're trying to be sold another VPN, but that's not the case. You will go into your router, and in my case, I put Proton VPN, just went to Proton and got the settings, went in, copied them, pasted them in, bam, done. That way, when people come over to your house, and all of the devices in your house are automatically behind your VPN, safe and sound. It's a wonderful solution. I think that most people would really, really benefit from this. And today, if you get it done on your router, you're not going to see the drastic slowdowns that take place if you put it on every computer. That will slow your system down most of the time, but they're getting better at this too. So it's I think it's an absolute layer of protection that it's affordable. In fact, you can get free ones today. And if you got a router that will accept it, by all means. Big thing with Wi-Fi routers is we're moving into an era now where Wi-Fi 6E is actually considered the only place of security. Even Wi-Fi 6 is different than 6E. And these routers are they're priced low enough today where everybody should be updating. And the big one to watch for now is going to be Wi-Fi 7. That's coming up here, and I think that one's going to shore a lot of things up for security with wireless, and it's way overdue.
Doug, when you talk about VPNs, and particularly Proton and Proton.me, you are a big fan of this. Number one, how did you discover it? How did you take a test drive? And then beyond that, if people want to wade in and check it out, how should they go about it?
Yeah, good question. When Google made all their changes, and they got a little bit difficult to work with, and of course, I thought was a little bit pricey for what I need. With three email accounts on swinart.com now, I'm over $22 a month, and that just seems a little pricey. So I went shopping. And there are many email services out there that they promote security, and I like that. But Proton, I think, is the cream of the crop. It's a Switzerland company. They are dedicated to privacy and anonymity within the legal boundaries. And we all got to live within that. But it's fast. It's easy to work with. They've never raised their prices on those of us that have decided to buy a package of some type. And they offer free services, a free email, free password manager, free VPN. It's just wonderful. I would advise everybody to at least check it out. Just go to proton.me, proton.me, and you'll see their whole suite. You can start up with a free email account and just give it a test drive. It's really that simple. It's all web-based. It's just wonderful. I really like Proton. And the customer service, even on the free accounts, it's all email, but they will get back to you sometimes in an hour. Generally, in my case, if I got a question, it's 3 to 4 hours. Never goes beyond the first day past or 24 hours past. So they're very sharp, and they do a great job. They'll answer your questions clear, concise, or ask other questions that they need to give you, and they're just right on it. Proton.me. I recommend it to everybody. Put that right on the list with Pervasor.
Yeah, and Doug, the thing with any new email account, people are saying, well, I have a couple of old email accounts. I'd like that to get to flow into one email account. I know Gmail has made that very easy. Does Proton make that easy if you want to get the old Yahoo or the old Gmail account flowing in there as well?
Oh, absolutely. You just put a forward on the account that you want to forward. One thing I would have to suggest for people, if you're getting a new email account, don't get rid of the other one right away.
Oh, no.
I would plan a 6-month transition, and your new account down on your signature should be a reminder to everybody that you, at such and such a date, I'm going to cut this one off, if you intend to do so. If you don't, you can keep them both. Keep them all. You have 3-4 of them. And you set a forward up on one side of the older email to forward right directly to your new Proton mail, and then just create a folder and a filter to where all those emails go right straight in to some places. Some email packages call it labels. Some call it folders. It's basically the same thing, just terminology. But that keeps everything organized. You can look at your email from Yahoo. You can look at your email from Gmail or Hotmail or whatever, and have it all in one spot, nice and clean. One big thing with Proton email that I just can't quite get over, and that's how they seem to somehow regulate spam. It's amazing. Even with my older accounts going through there, the spam, I may see 5 or 6 a day compared to hundreds. They're gone before I even get to, I mean, if they're that useless and they know, I really like that. I really like that. I like the fact that it will give you a temporary anonymous email for you're signing up for something. Well, we got to have your email or you can't have it. You just know you're going to be getting spam from these folks. So with Proton, you go down and you just create another anonymous email, and you can get rid of it later, or you can just tell it to send everything that goes to there for junk, and you can have those unlimited. And another process I have, I don't know if this comes with the free one, but I've got an unlimited account, is I could send you an email today, Steve, and after you read it, 5 days after you read it, it would delete itself. I think that's pretty slick, too. I've never used it, but I just think that it's incredible that we have that type of technology and that kind of control over the content that we sell. I can't say enough good things about Proton. I just really think they're an up-and-coming company. And with Google having some of the issues of going public, and they're struggling a little bit, you won't hear them admit it, but they are. And I think it's just a good idea to come up with an alternative. And that's just my opinion. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. Google is so gigantic. Search engine business under attack right now, and the monopoly and the monopoly control over the search engine business. It is good to have competition. But you brought up something I wanted to, before we go to the break, and we've got one coming up here shortly, and that is spam folders. And I have a couple of private email accounts. One's an old Yahoo account, and the spam filter works pretty good. But it is an older email account, and every now and then it'll start to get porky, and I got to go in there, and I got to go that spam. You know, it's an ongoing function. Same is true in Gmail. One things kick into those spam folders. I know this has been brought up before. Don't worry about it. They're in the spam folder. Forget about it. You don't need to go to your spam folder and do anything else, in my opinion. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Unless somebody sent you an email that was important and somehow got marked as spam, then you go in and you look and you find it. But you can run a search. You don't need to be digging around in there. This is people try to clean their email, too. Let's get rid of this. They think their computer's going to run faster. It's not. All email today should be set up and configured as web-based. If not, it's still not going to speed up your computer to get rid of those emails unless your hard drive is full, which I highly doubt today. Most people buy way more storage than they'll ever need. But I agree with that. Once it's in the spam folder, just forget it. It's fine. If you lose a message, then go look. But that's that. Yeah, that's just good user. Good user. Yeah, I like that. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, it's there if you need it. Otherwise, just disregard. 13 minutes now in front of four. It is Tech Talk. Doug joining us on a Saturday, as always, and we're typically on the air, sports schedules permitting, of course. Saturdays between 3 and 4 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. You can reach the program here at 651-461-9226. That is our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. We'll be right back to the fair in a moment here on CCO. And we are back at the fair. Tech Talk final segment. Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, all the news and weather at 4, Steve Carney will join us. And we'll have a guest from the DNR talking about wildfire and wildfire prevention. And then we'll count you down to the Twins and the Cardinals tonight from Target Field. Game 2 of the 3-game set. Preseason football in the books. Vikes beat the Eagles 26-3. 3-0 in the preseason. And, now they start to count in September when the regular season starts. So they got it done over the Eagles today, 26-3. On to the regular season for the Vikes. All right, Doug, this is something that I feel like we need to talk about every week on the program, and that is back to emails. You get emails. If you're not sure who it's from, be very wary of attachments to emails. This can cause major, major problems for you and your computer and your data. And then if you're at work on a network, people, at least at my workplace, here and in my full-time job, we go through this training all the time about being very careful about attachments.
Oh, no question. And in addition to that, links. If you got a link in your email, make sure that it's valid. And just because it looks like it's coming from PayPal or your bank or even the Social Security office, these people can do cut and paste and they can make their emails look any way they want. Look at the universal resource language, the web address. Just roll your pointer over that link and then generally down in the lower left-hand corner, you will actually see the true link, regardless what's printed on the screen. That's the one you want to be concerned with.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart, and we are coming to you from the fair WCCO radio booth. You can refill your water bottle here. That's always a cool feature of our state fair booth. We're right down the hill from the old mill on Carnes next to Sweet Martha's, right across the street, French Meadow. Mancini's is nearby, a great spot here in the fairgrounds. We can see the giant slide. That's been a busy spot today as well here at the fair. I haven't been on the giant slide in a number of years, but I'm thinking maybe before the show next Saturday I'll take a ride on the giant slide. We'll see about that. Doug Swinhart joining us, and it is Tech Talk. If you want to visit with Doug, You can join us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. And from our text line, Doug, I think this is really a good one. And you've talked about VPNs a lot lately. Would you put a VPN, and would you install it on a router?
Oh, absolutely. That's really the answer. In fact, there are so many routers that are actually advertising server client VPN services built in. And people, I think, automatically think that they're trying to be sold another VPN, but that's not the case. You will go into your router, and in my case, I put Proton VPN, just went to Proton and got the settings, went in, copied them, pasted them in, bam, done. That way, when people come over to your house and all of the devices in your house are automatically behind your VPN, safe and sound. It's a wonderful solution. I think that most people would really, really benefit from this. And today, if you get it done on your router, you're not going to see the drastic slowdowns that take place if you put it on every computer. That will slow your system down most of the time, but they're getting better at this too. So it's a, yeah, I think it's an absolute layer of protection that it's affordable. In fact, you can get free ones today. And if you got a router that will accept it, by all means. Big thing with Wi-Fi routers is we're moving into an era now where Wi-Fi 6E is actually considered the only place of security. Even Wi-Fi 6 is different than 6E. And these routers are they're priced low enough today to where everybody should be updating. And the big one to watch for now is going to be Wi-Fi 7. That's coming up here, and I think that one's going to shore a lot of things up for security with wireless, and it's way overdue.
Doug, when you talk about VPNs and particularly Proton and Proton.me, you are a big fan of this. Number one, how did you discover it? How did you take a test drive? And then beyond that, if people want to wade in and check it out, how should they go about it?
Yeah, good question. You know, when Google made all their changes, and they got a little bit difficult to work with, and of course, I thought was a little bit pricey for what I need. With three email accounts on swinart.com now, I'm over $22 a month, and that just seems a little pricey. So I went shopping. And there are many email services out there that they promote security, and I like that. But Proton, I think, is the cream of the crop. It's a Switzerland company. They are dedicated to privacy and anonymity within the legal boundaries. And we all got to live within that. But it's fast. It's easy to work with. They've never raised their prices on those of us that have decided to buy a package of some type. And they offer free services, a free email, free password manager, free VPN. It's just wonderful. I would advise everybody to at least check it out. Just go to proton.me, proton.me, and you'll see their whole suite. You can start up with a free email account and just give it a test drive. It's really that simple. It's all web-based. It's just wonderful. I really like Proton. And the customer service, even on the free accounts, it's all email, but they will get back to you sometimes in an hour. Generally, in my case, if I got a question, it's 3 to 4 hours. Never goes beyond the first day past or 24 hours past. So they're very sharp, and they do a great job. They'll answer your questions clear, concise, or ask other questions that they need to give you, and they're just right on it. Proton.me. I recommend it to everybody. Put that right on the list with Pervasor.
Yeah, and Doug, the thing with any new email account, people are saying, well, I have a couple of old email accounts. I'd like that to get to flow into one email account. I know Gmail has made that very easy. Does Proton make that easy if you want to get the old Yahoo or the old Gmail account flowing in there as well?
Oh, absolutely. You just put a forward on the account that you want to forward. One thing I would have to suggest for people, if you're getting a new email account, don't get rid of the other one right away.
Oh, no.
I would plan a 6-month transition, and your new account down on your signature should be a reminder to everybody that you, at such and such a date, I'm going to cut this one off if you intend to do so. If you don't, you can keep them both. Keep them all. You have 3-4 of them. and you set a forward up on one side of the older email to forward right directly to your new Proton mail, and then just create a folder and a filter to where all those emails go right straight in to some places, some email packages call it labels, some call it folders. It's basically the same thing, just terminology. But that keeps everything organized. You can look at your email from Yahoo. You can look at your email from Gmail or Hotmail or whatever and have it all in one spot, nice and clean. One big thing with Proton email that I just can't quite get over, and that's how they seem to somehow regulate spam. It's amazing. Even with my older accounts going through there, the spam, I may see 5 or 6 a day compared to hundreds. They're gone before I even get to, I mean, if they're that useless and they know, I really like that. I like the fact that it will give you a temporary anonymous email. For you're signing up for something, well, we got to have your email or you can't have it. You just know you're going to be getting spam from these folks. So with Proton, you go down and you just create another anonymous email, and you can get rid of it later, or you can just tell it to send everything that goes to there for junk. And you can have those unlimited. And another process I have, I don't know if this comes with the free one, but I've got an unlimited account, is I could send you an email today, Steve, and after you read it, 5 days after you read it, it would delete itself. I think that's pretty slick, too. I've never used it, but I just think that it's incredible that we have that type of technology and that kind of control over the content that we sell. I can't say enough good things about Proton. I just really think they're an up-and-coming company. And with Google having some of the issues of going public, and they're struggling a little bit. You won't hear them admit it, but they are. And I think it's just a good idea to come up with an alternative. And that's just my opinion. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. Google is so gigantic. Search engine business under attack right now, and the monopoly control over the search engine business. It is good to have competition. But you brought up something I wanted to, before we go to the break, and we've got one coming up here shortly, and that is spam folders. And I have a couple of private email accounts. One's an old Yahoo account, and the spam filter works pretty good. But it is an older email account, and every now and then it'll start to get porky, and I got to go in there, and I got to go that spam. You know, it's an ongoing function. Same is true in Gmail. One things kick into those spam folders. I know this has been brought up before. Don't worry about it. They're in the spam folder. Forget about it. You don't need to go to your spam folder and do anything else, in my opinion. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Unless somebody sent you an email that was important and somehow got marked as spam, then you go in and you look and you find it. But you can run a search. You don't need to be digging around in there. This is people try to clean their email, too. Let's get rid of this. They think their computer's going to run faster. It's not. All email today should be set up and configured as web-based. If not, it's still not going to speed up your computer to get rid of those emails unless your hard drive is full, which I highly doubt today. Most people buy way more storage than they'll ever need. But I agree with that. Once it's in the spam folder, just forget it. It's fine. If you lose a message, then go look. But that's that. Yeah, that's just good user. Good user. Yeah, I like that. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, it's there if you need it. Otherwise, just disregard. 13 minutes now in front of 4. It is Tech Talk. Doug joining us on a Saturday, as always, and we're typically on the air, sports schedules permitting, of course. Saturdays between 3 and 4 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. You can reach the program here at 651-461-9226. That is our stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. We'll be right back to the fair in a moment here on CCO. And we are back at the fair. Tech Talk final segment. Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, all the news and weather at 4, Steve Carney will join us. And we'll have a guest from the DNR talking about wildfire and wildfire prevention. And then we'll count you down to the Twins and the Cardinals tonight from Target Field, game 2 of the 3-game set. Preseason football in the books. Vikes beat the Eagles 26-3, 3-0 in the preseason. And, well, now they start to count in September when the regular season starts. So they got it done over the Eagles today, 26-3. On to the regular season for the Vikes. All right, Doug, this is something that I feel like we need to talk to or talk about every week on the program, and that is back to emails. You get emails. If you're not sure who it's from, be very wary of attachments to emails. This can cause major problems for you and your computer and your data. And then if you're at work on a network, people, at least at my workplace, here and in my full-time job, we go through this training all the time about being very careful about attachments.
Oh, no question. And in addition to that, links. If you got a link in your email, make sure that it's valid. And just because it looks like it's coming from PayPal or your bank or even the Social Security office, these people can do cut and paste and they can make their emails look any way they want. Look at the universal resource language, the web address. Just roll your pointer over that link and then generally down in the lower left-hand corner, you will actually see the true link, regardless what's printed on the screen. That's the one you want to be concerned with. That and attachments and pictures inside, especially pictures. You open up a picture, pictures are carrying garbage as well, sometimes an enormous amount. So be careful. Never open up an EXE file, which I don't think many email servers will even allow that anymore. But it could be in a ZIP, a zip, a compressed file. You could have your executable, you open up the zip. As soon as you tap on that file, away it goes. Yes, we need to be good users, and we need to be a little bit suspicious. See, the problem here, Steve, is honest people like you and I, we have an enormous amount of trust for others, and we just believe that they're good folks like we are. And that's not how we can think anymore. You got to have a little bit of suspicion. It would just be like somebody strange coming to your door. You want to know who you're doing business with. This is vital on the Internet, and it needs to become more so. And I hope that helps. Good advice on your part, my man. Good advice.
Yeah. And once again, I think there should be more training programs like this for individuals who are maybe retired and don't work, because I know in both my workplaces, we get this training all the time. And then they test us on this training and send emails with attachments or links to make sure that we're abiding by the ground rules. And I think this would be so important for individuals to make sure that, hey, you know, if you're not sure, don't click on that attachment or that link.
Yeah, when in doubt, don't. That's absolutely right.
Oh.
Yeah, this is talking about seniors. Yeah, this is we're getting just bombarded. And I mean bombarded.
No doubt.
I'm amazed. It's like I retired, and like 2 weeks later, it just started flooding in. And I got out of the hospital, and all of a sudden, I got 50 Medicare companies that want to send me products because, well, the government wants you to have this. No, they don't.
Yeah, be wary of that. Hey, Doug, got to jump in. We got to run your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wczotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, Doug. Good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Doug Swinhart joining us Saturdays between 3 and 4, with sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And a lot of great content. These shows have been archived for a long time, a lot of it evergreen. Go to the website, WCCORadio.com, put in Tech Talk, and you'll find all those archived shows. If you missed something today or a previous show, check it out there. We've got the news and weather in a moment. And we are back at the fair. Tech Talk final segment. Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, all the news and weather at 4, Steve Carney will join us. And we'll have a guest from the DNR talking about wildfire and wildfire prevention. And then we'll count you down to the Twins and the Cardinals tonight from Target Field, game 2 of the 3-game set. Preseason football in the books. Vikes beat the Eagles 26-3, 3-0 in the preseason. And, well, now they start to count in September when the regular season starts. So they got it done over the Eagles today, 26-3, on to the regular season for the Vikes. All right, Doug, this is something that I feel like we need to talk to or talk about every week on the program, and that is back to emails. You get emails. If you're not sure who it's from, be very wary of attachments to emails. This can cause major problems for you and your computer and your data. And then if you're at work on a network, people, at least at my workplace, here and in my full-time job, we go through this training all the time about being very careful about attachments.
Oh, no question. And in addition to that, links. If you got a link in your email, make sure that it's valid. And just because it looks like it's coming from PayPal or your bank or even the Social Security office, these people can do cut and paste and they can make their emails look any way they want. Look at the universal resource language, the web address. Just roll your pointer over that link and then generally down in the lower left-hand corner, you will actually see the true link, regardless what's printed on the screen. That's the one you want to be concerned with. That and attachments and pictures inside, especially pictures. You open up a picture, pictures are carrying garbage as well, sometimes an enormous amount. So be careful. Never open up an EXE file, which I don't think many email servers will even allow that anymore. But it could be in a ZIP, a zip, a compressed file. You could have your executable, you open up the zip. As soon as you tap on that file, up, away it goes. Yes, we need to be good users, and we need to be a little bit suspicious. See, the problem here, Steve, is honest people like you and I, we have an enormous amount of trust for others, and we just believe that they're good folks like we are. And that's not how we can think anymore. You got to have a little bit of suspicion. It would just be like somebody strange coming to your door. You want to know who you're doing business with. This is vital on the Internet, and it needs to become more so. And I hope that helps. Good advice on your part, my man. Good advice.
Yeah, and once again, I think there should be more training programs like this for individuals who are maybe retired and don't work, because I know in both my workplaces, we get this training all the time, and then they test us on this training and send emails with attachments or links to make sure that we're abiding by the ground rules. And I think this would be so important for individuals to make sure that, hey, you know, if you're not sure, don't click on that attachment or that link.
Yeah, when in doubt, don't. That's yep. Absolutely right.
Oh.
Yeah, this is, talking about seniors, yeah, this is, we're getting just bombarded. And I mean
yeah,
bombarded.
No, no.
I'm amazed. It's like I retired, and like 2 weeks later, it just started flooding in. And I got out of the hospital, and all of a sudden, I got 50 Medicare companies that want to send me products because, well, the government wants you to have this. No, they
don't.
Yeah,
be wary of that. Hey, Doug, got to jump in. We got to run your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, Doug, good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Doug Swinhart joining us Saturdays between 3 and 4 with sports schedules permitting here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And a lot of great content. These shows have been archived for a long time, a lot of it evergreen. Go to the website, WCCORadio.com, put in Tech Talk, and you'll find all those archived shows. If you missed something today or a previous show, check it out there. We've got the news and weather in a moment.